999, 999, 1,000.
It's tough stuff, guys. That was an assignment from my far-right fitness fascist group that I found on the internet, and now I'm in the middle of a neo-Nazi pipeline. And every time I do another squat, I'm feeling more and more like a far-right extremist. At least that's what MSNBC thinks that we are doing, apparently. They've put out a tweet saying that the far right has an obsession with fitness and it's going digital. Let's talk about it. Young Apollo with the guys, before we get into this video, please like and subscribe. I want as many people to find this channel as possible so you know what to do. Now, yes, MSNBC has put out this tweet saying the far right's obsession with fitness is going digital. Why the far right is really into home fitness. This is an opinion piece. And of course, this got a lot of traction on the internet. And you know what? This isn't the first time they've posted this. They've tweeted this out multiple times on different occasions where they wait a few months and then put out this very same article. This actually came out in March of 2022, but they're recycling it. And my theory is that they know how ridiculous this sounds. They post this photo of some guy flexing with a bunch of Nazis behind him, and they know it's gonna trigger people on the internet, that they're gonna have something to say, and that somebody's gonna click on the article to read all their advertisements and make them those sweet, sweet dollars off of stupid headlines.
Ah, the sweet smell of an all-day sucker.
But here we are nonetheless. I want to hear about the far right's obsession with at-home fitness. The article reads, "Pandemic fitness trends have gone extreme, literally. White supremacist's latest scheme to valorize violence and hypermasculinity has gone digital." And there's the photo of the Nazis. This is written by a woman, of course, which we should have all known. Because who else would have such a reaction to men exercising their masculinity in trying to be physically fit and building communities of other men who are doing the same thing? A left-leaning woman, of course. Now, the article reads, "It appears the far right has taken advantage of pandemic at-home fitness trends to expand its decades-plus radicalization of physical mixed martial arts and combat sports spaces." If you're somebody who is practicing mixed martial arts or a combat sport, did you know that you were part of a right-wing extremist pipeline?
Do you think anybody wants a roundhouse kick to the face while I'm wearing these bad boys? Forget about it.
Please let me know in the comments down below. It says, earlier this month, researchers reported that a network of online fascist fitness chat groups on an encrypted platform, Telegram, are recruiting and radicalizing young men with neo-Nazi and white supremacist ideologies. Initially lured with health tips and strategies for positive physical changes, new recruits are later invited to closed chat groups where far-right content is shared. You know what I'm picturing? I'm picturing a guy hopping on the internet and he's finding like a jiu-jitsu chat on Telegram and talking to these guys, and then they become friends. And then they join a separate chat group and somebody sends a video of what? What is far-right content? A video of Ben Shapiro saying,
"Facts don't care about your feelings."
And all of a sudden they've been radicalized to be a neo-Nazi. Imagine that. That's what it seems like they're alluding to. You know, sometimes when you join fitness groups on the internet, or really any group that you have an interest in, you'll find yourself making friends, and those friends move over to other group chats where you talk about other things. And sometimes those things involve politics. But of course, if the left doesn't like those politics, you've now been radicalized by MMA Mein Kampf.
Forget about it.
Let's keep reading. Speaking of Mein Kampf, that comes up in this next paragraph. Physical fitness has always been central to the far right. Uh-oh. What are you saying there? Are you saying the far left does not care about fitness and their own well-being in keeping their bodies intact? If you're looking at these body positivity movements or the movements surrounding fat studies and fat phobia, maybe that is becoming more and more true. But I digress. In Mein Kampf, Hitler fixated on boxing and jiu-jitsu, believing that they could help him create an army of millions whose aggressive spirit and impeccably trained bodies, combined with a fanatical love for the fatherland, would do more for the German nation than any mediocre tactical weapons training. Now, let's break this down, right? If anybody was trying to create an army of strong individuals who are tactically efficient, who know how to get into hand-to-hand combat. Wouldn't jiu-jitsu or boxing be a skill for anybody involved with that? Why do we have to make this a direct, you know, correlation with Hitler and the values he expressed in Mein Kampf? I'm pretty sure if you're a man who's invested in your own masculinity and exploring that masculinity, boxing and jiu-jitsu and hand-to-hand combat has probably crossed your mind at some point. Making this somehow related to white supremacy and far-right extremism absolutely blows my mind. If anything, all you're pointing out to me is that conservative-minded people, or far-right-minded people, as they like to say in this article, they're more inclined to care about their bodies, care about their well-being, and as men, care about their masculinity and how they stack up against their fellow male competitors. You're not necessarily saying anything bad or wrong here. Let's continue. They say that this is happening in Ukraine, in Canada, and in France, and that it's also taking place in the United States, but the United States is comparatively far behind, which will only become more and more problematic, especially since the phenomenon is growing in the country, building on the established fight club culture of MMA far-right extremists. What did this lady see? She must have seen a clip of Andrew Tate's War Room. But the article gets even better. And if you're a man watching this right now, I really want you to listen up. It says the intersection of extremism and fitness leans into a shared obsession with the male body, training, masculinity, testosterone, strength, and competition. The male body, training, masculinity, testosterone, strength, and competition, isn't that anything that a true man would be concerned about?
Spartans! What is your profession?
If you're worried about your health, if you're worried about how you stack up with other men, if you're worried about true masculinity, these are all things that you would probably want to keep in mind. But no, that's, you now have an intersection with extremism if you are worried about these things on the fitness level. It says physical training, especially in combat sports, appeals to the far right for many reasons. Fighters are trained to accept significant physical pain, to be warriors, and to embrace messaging around solidarity, heroism, and brotherhood. Oh, the horror? A man who cares about being able to endure physical pain, who cares about being a warrior, who cares about solidarity, heroism, brotherhood, and apparently all these different words go hand in hand with the ideas of white supremacists. Guys, I can't catch a break. Everything's racist. Everything's a sign of white supremacy in today's day and age. Even if you are trying to remain physically fit and find other men who are on that same journey with you.
I lift things up and put them down.
Excuse me?
Now, when they say far-right of extremists, the word doesn't even mean anything to me anymore. Because there are many who would call me a white supremacist. So I don't even know what they mean when they're using those terms. I don't know how extreme these group chats actually are. For all I know, they're sharing videos of Ben Shapiro and Jordan B. Peterson, and they're calling that white supremacy extremists.
Life sucks and everything's miserable.
What it sounds like to me is happening is men are finding communities of other men who are interested in fitness, and then they're delving into conversations about their personal politics. But apparently, that's just a breeding ground for extremism. And these are the neo-Nazis you're going to see in the street during our next Charlottesville or our next January 6th attack or the next thing they decide to blow up in the media and accuse people of. Again, I can't help but think they are sharing this because they know just how ludicrous it is. They know how asinine something like this is to publish in what should be a reputable source for journalism, news, and yes, even opinion pieces. Physical fitness is to white supremacy what MSNBC is to journalism. No correlation, baby. But guys, let me know how you feel about this subject matter of this article. Is this resonating with you at all? Are you a gym rat who's now found out that you are in the midst of a far-right pipeline that you need to find your way out of? Or are you like me, an onlooker watching journalism be destroyed by salacious, horrible writing that really has no pulse on what's actually going on in this modern day and age. Let me know. As always, we encourage healthy debate in the comments, so duke it out, but do so respectfully. And please, like, subscribe, click the notification bell to be notified every single time I post a video for you, which is every day. Don't miss it.